when we were previously discussing Hilchas Kesamim, we saw the Mishnah and Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis that tells the story of Rabbi Akiva, who once was mitahir a woman from what otherwise would have been a problematic kesem, on the basis of being told of that kesem on a previously existing makom. So we already saw, and this is quoted in Halacha and Siman Kuf Tzadi, both in Sif Yud Aleph and Sif Yud Ches, that one of the classic tchlios for a kesem is on a makom. We'll have to discuss some of the details, but the principle is that if there is a makom to which a kesem could be attributed, then that is grounds for a tchlio. What we'll focus on for the next couple or two or three chaburos, is damaka in the context not only of tliyas ksamim, but even in a case where you have a bedika, even in a case where there is a bedika that otherwise should be problematic, that in theory should render a woman tamea min hatorah, there are situations where if the source of that dam could be attributed to a maka, perhaps even a maka b'osamakam, a maka berechem, then that could be grounds to be metahir such a woman. And the basis of that discussion is a sugya of roa dam machmas tashmish. The Gemara tells us on daf samach vav amin aleph let's start from the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Hamid Beis. The Gemara says two lines on the bottom of Samach Hamid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan haroba dam machmas tashmish. If a woman sees dam that seems to come as a result of tashmish, mishamesh es par mishonu ushni or shlishes, mikan ve'eloch los yishamesh ashet tiskarish. So this is a potentially very serious issue. If a woman becomes muchzekes that she is roba dam machmas tashmish, then she has to get divorced from her husband. She can try it again with another husband. And once you have a chazaka of that with multiple husbands, then she is asura la'olam. Then the Gemara says there is a certain type of bedika that could be done to ascertain whether the dam is indeed machmas tashmish. And then the Gemara has the following exclusion by the base of the Eimishpat. V'im yesh la makab osamakam tala b'makasa. So that which ostensibly should have been roa dam machmas tashmish, there's a way out if there's an ability to be told of that dam, not on tashmish, but on an existing makom. Im yesh la makom b'osa makom, tola b'makasa. So this is the basis for relying on a maka, not only in roa dam machmas tashmish, which is a very rare situation, but even in a situation of a problematic bedika, where it could be potentially attributable to a maka. So if you look at the Rambam writes, Yisurei Bia Periches Aloch Yudalid, Periches Aloch Yudalid, based on the Gemara on Tezayin Amud Aleph. I'm sorry? Ches. Periches Aloch Yudalid. Based on the Gemara on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the Rambam writes, "V'chein isha sherasa dam machmas maka, sheyesh la b'makor." If a woman sees dam that's attributable to a maka b'makor, maka b'rechem, alpha pi sherasa b'shas vesta, even if she sees a dam b'shas vesta, he tahora v'adam tahor. Shavesta mi divrayan kamo sheisbar b'hilchos mitame mishkav u Moshe. The Aruch HaShulchan writes over here in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, Os Nun Ches, Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, Os Nun Ches, Vida. The Chol Dinam Elu Nisbaru Beroa Machmas Tashmish. So all these details about Dam Machmas Maka is explained in the sugya of Roa Machmas Tashmish that appears this Gemara in Samach Vav and Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Zayin in Yaredeya Ubar Hadavar Dehu Adin Belo Re'iya Machmas Tashmish, that these halachos and the exclusions of where you can be matar a woman based on sourcing the dam to a maka doesn't only apply where there's an actual Re'iya Machmas Tashmish. Ella she'eino yichol lehitar lebayla. It also applies where a woman is having difficulty becoming tahora, where all her bedikos, or she has bedikos that have dam in them. V'neisha b'chol eis moseis bedikos meluchlachas bedam. Gam kein yish laharos kedinim elu. So just as we have the ability to be tola that which ostensibly is roa machmas tashmish to a maka, you could also be tola a bedika. You could also attribute problematic dam and a bedika under certain circumstances to a maka as well. Where there is a known maka, you could be tola a problematic bedika on that maka. And he says it makes sense logically. When it comes to roa machmas tashmish, so as we saw in the beginning of Haroa Kesem, there is a concern that maybe a woman could confuse Hargashas Tashmish with Hargashas Dam. A woman in the context of Tashmish may have a Hargasha that she doesn't realize is Hargasha, which is really Hargashas Dam, and she thinks it's Hargashas Aver. So that's why you would, in theory, be concerned about Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. Maybe there also, there was Dam Behargasha that happened at the moment of Tashmish. And nevertheless, if you can attribute that Dam to a Maka, you have the right to do so. So on some level, that's a Kol Shekein, where a woman has a series of Bedikos that produce Dam, that you should be able to attribute that Dam to a Maka where there's a Maka. Because what's the likelihood that by a bedika, the Gemara there has also, that you could confuse Hargasha's aid with Hargasha's dam? If you do bedika, maybe there's a sensation which is real Hargasha that you confuse with Hargasha's aid. But a woman does bedikas all the time. So you're going to tell me that every single time she does a bedika, there's really a Hargasha of what he calls psichas piyamak, or a real Hargasha every time she does a bedika? That's highly unlikely. How often does a woman have a real Hargasha? So Mela, when it comes to Tashmish, which is less frequent, so the amount of times that a woman sees Dam, potentially Machmas Tashmish, is not so frequent, so there we should have been concerned about confusing the Hargashas Tashmish with the Hargashas Dam, and yet we're Mako on Dam Maka. So in a sense, Kol Shekein, when it comes to Bedikos, which are much more frequent, it's unlikely that a woman, every time she does a Bedika, is going to be confusing the Hargashas Aid with Hargashas Dam. And therefore, you have the right to be tola, or to be mekel, for such a bedika, even if it has dam, where the dam is attributable to a maka. So that's the theory that the Aruch HaShulchan presents to explain why this is makes sense, that whatever we say for roa dam machmas tashmish should apply b'kol shekein to a problematic bedika that has dam. Whether that applies even within Shivan Akiyam, we generally assume yes. There's a minority opinion of the Dogma Revava here, quoting the Piskei Tshuva Siv Katan Kafdalid. Dogma Revava quoted in Piskei Tshuva Siv Katan Kafdalid, who assumes no, that during Shivan Akiyam, a woman does not have a Cheskas Tahara. We'll have to discuss this when we get to Shivan Akiyam in more detail, the lumdus there. But the consensus of the poskim is that the ability to be a makel on a Vedika Maka applies even during Shivan Akiyam as well. And this suggestion or this explanation that the Aruch HaShulchan writes is somewhat more explicit, or somewhat explicit, at least the point, that whatever we say over here when it comes to Dam Machmas Tashmish, where there's a Maka, is applicable to Dam and Abedika, where there's a Maka. The Sefer Truma writes in Simen Sadi Beis, Sefer Truma Simen Sadi Beis, V'din Isha Sheyesh L'Maka Bel Samakam Ve'ena Yodas Imot Si Adam Im Lav. So a woman who has a Maka, we'll talk soon about what's the difference between a maka, she yaduah shemetzi adam, maka sheni yaduah shemetzi adam. What the definition of yaduah shemetzi adam is, that's not her point. Now, im bodekas achma v'osamakom umas adam, oh, im argeshes kishinofel adam in arechem, tomei ve'eno tola b'maka. That's a situation where you can't be tola b'maka, but the principle is that the term of suggestion here equates a dam b'bedika and a dam Hargasha, or a dam that she feels coming out, as far as where the kulas of maka could, in theory, apply. Okay.
So, yeah.
Sefer Truma just explicitly equates bedikos to other situations of re'iyah where the kulas of makkah would apply. In that line, you get the.
He doesn't say anything about that it's about how to issue the bottom.
I'm sorry?
He doesn't say anything about it being extended to outside of Roma.
No, he talks about in Bedekas Asabos Samakom, that's not in the context of Rav Machmas Tashrish. That's right. There you're talking about Ishish Yesh Samakabos Samakom, not in the context of Rav Machmas Tashrish. Say, Richard was sitting inside the base, you can take a look. Okay. So again, back to the Gemara on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, in the context of Roa Dam Machmas Tashrish, which is potentially a very serious matter that could result in a woman potentially being a Asura Labaila forever. So there the Gemara has certain built-in kulas. Let's go back to that Gemara on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. In the Ish L'Makah, Bosa Makam Tola B'Makasa, so if there's a Makah, you have the right to be tola on the makkah, and then the woman would not be a sura labayla. The im yesh la vest, tola the vesta. And if a woman has a vest, then you could be tola on the vest. The im hayadam akasa mishunu midam riyasa, ain't a tola, but the mere fact that dam makkah looks a little bit different than dam riyah in and of itself is not a reason to be tola. V'nemanus ishalomer makkah yesh li ibn makor, shemimana dam yosi divar rebi, v'shem gam liel omer dam makkah, Habamin Amakor is Tamit. Rabbi Seinu hi idu al damaka shabamin Amakor shahu tahor. Fine. Parenthetically, within that machlokas Rabbi and Rishim Gamliel, where Rabbi says that a woman is namenus lamer dami ishli bin makor shemena dami otse, and Rishim Gamliel says dam habamin Amakor is Tamit. If you look in Tosas on Daf Tesayinu and Aleph, Tosas Dibra Maskil Rav Shimon Gamliel. Sorry, Dimasu B'Makor. So Tosafot there assumes that this machlokus is only as far as whether the dam itself is tamei. But everyone would agree that the woman would be tahara labayla. So there's no machlokus tanaim here. In the case of dam and a makor, everyone would agree in theory that the woman is tahara labayla. The machlokus is whether the dam itself is tamei. If it's dam, maka min a makor. But that's parenthetical. That's Tezayin of an Aleph in Tosfos. So what we will focus on right now is the second exclusion of the Gemara, V'in yesh la vest, tola b'vesta. So if a woman has the vest, she has the right to be tola on the vest, which would render her not roa machmas tashmish. So what does this mean, in yesh la vest, tola b'vesta? 3 days in Rishonim, Rashi here writes as follows, Samuch Vav Amud Aleph Im Yesh Levest, the fourth line down in Rashi. Im Yesh Levest Lekilkol Hazeh She'ena Roa Kol Sha'a Machmas Tashmish El Leprakim. So a woman has a regular interval where she has this dam that ostensibly is Machmas Tashmish. Not every time she has Tashmish, but only at certain intervals. Let's say a woman is only roa dam machmas tashmish the first Tuesday of every month. So then, any other time aside from the first Tuesday of every month, the woman is not considered to have any concern of roa machmas tashmish, and she's allowed to be mishameshes normally without any bedika. So im yesh levest tal levesta means that if there are regular intervals where she is ostensibly roa dam machmas tashmish, so to the extent that there's a concern of roa machmas tashmish, it's limited to those days. But any other day, she would be muteris levaila without restriction. So nothing to do with a standard vest that a woman has when she anticipates her normal monthly re'iyah. Talking about a vest specific to the phenomena of roa machmas tashmish. If a woman is roa machmas tashmish only at certain intervals, she need only be concerned at that interval period, but not at any other time.
So she has a vest for the seeing the
It's a vest for Roa Machmas Tashmish, a vest for the kilkel of Roa Machmas Tashmish.
So what would that look like? I
mean, like, so what it says, so if she's only Roa Machmas Tashmish when she has Tashmish on the first Tuesday of every month, so then she would have to be concerned the first Tuesday of every month. But any other time, she has nothing to be concerned about.
So then is this like a, would you consider this like a regular vest and kilkel's vestos? Abnormal? I mean, if we didn't have this Rashi and this,
no, this isn't a regular vest in the sense of when she. It's a new kind of a vest. It's in some sense like a classic vest, but this is a vest for Roa Machmas Tashmish.
So
if there's a regular, I mean, presumably, according to Rashi, if she then is Roa Machmas Tashmish on three consecutive first Tuesdays of the month, so that, I guess, would render her Asur Labayla on that basis. But if there's any break in that, meaning she has regular, she's allowed to have regular Tashmish other times, and that is unrelated, or not a concern, vis-a-vis Roa Machmas Tashmish. Okay, but that's the other Rishonim don't say like Rashi. Most Rishonim don't say like Rashi. Most Rishonim say the way we find in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Perek Dalet Alacha Kaf. Perek Dalet Alacha Kaf. Im shimsha samuch levesta tola bevest. That if the woman has tashmish samuch levesta, meaning the classic vest, a woman has a classic vest, tachodesh, vest aflug, or whatever vest we're talking about, so she sees dam machmas tashmish at the time of her vest, samuch levesta, then tola bevest, meaning to say, a woman has a vest on, let's say, a vest achodesh. She has a vest achodesh on kaf kas of the month, so she sees dam samuch le kaf kas, which we'll have to divide in a moment. So if she sees dam samuch le kaf kas, then she can be told of that dam on her regular vest, her regular anticipated re'iya, and nothing to do with the fact that she just had tashmish.
She
had so that's what the achronim deal with. The Shach deals with that here in Sivkat and Tzayin. I think I forgot to put the Shach on the Mamar Kombos because it was on the earlier Seifim and the Simon that I didn't tell you to focus on. But the Shach is bothered by this question in Sivkat and Tzayin. The way it says in Shulchan Aruch here in Seif Dalid is Im Shimsho Samach LeVesta Anutolin Riyasa Mishim Vesta Velo Chashvina LaRo Machmas Tashmish, which that's based on the Rambam. The Ramban has this as well in Perek Vav Halacha Tesvav of the Ramban Hilchos Nida. Perek Vav Halacha Tesvav. The Ramban writes, Medvar Murim Shelo Hayasham Davar Litlos Bo Avalim Shimsha Samach Levesta Harizu Tala Bevesta. Okay, again, Lashon Samach Levesta, like the Rambam. So the Shach is bothered. What are we talking about? Atu Birshi Askin? Any quotes from the Prisha? So we're talking about a woman who has Tashmish Bishas Vesta where she's not allowed to have Tashmish. We're talking about a woman who has Tashmish B'Isser. So two possible approaches. Either we're talking about, again, the Lashon is Samach Levesta, so maybe Samach Levesta means the Ona prior to the forbidden Ona. So the night before. If we're only nohag the vest during that, when we talk about vestas, we'll talk about these matters, but if we're only nohag the vest for the 12-hour day or night period, so then the previous period would be considered samach levesta, where tashrish would be mutter. So if this woman has tashrish during that previous 12-hour period, that's what the Rambam and the Ramban would mean by samach levesta. Or alternatively, according to those Rishonim, for whom yotze l'derech, there's a heter of Tashmish, Right? Chayiv Adam Lifkod Es Ishto before he's Yosi L'Deres. So most Rishonim understand that's not talking about Tashmish B'Shas Vesta. But there is a Shita in Rishonim that's maker on that, that assumes that Chayiv Adam Lifkod means Kipshuto. So then that also would be a possibility to explain over here what it means Samach L'Vesta. So the Shach assumes that whatever the tzir is, it's a tzir beheter, but samach l'vesta enough where you have the right to attribute the re'iyas dam to the vest itself and not to roe machmas tashmish. The Beis Yosef here points out, he thinks that there's no fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, mar amar chada v'lo pligi, that the Rambam could agree in principle to the din of Rashi, Rashi could agree in principle to the din of the Rambam. The machlokas is how do you explain Shaila not like the Gemara, but the two possibilities, lahalacha, are not mutually exclusive. So everyone could agree that both the situation of having Tashmish Tamach Levesta and Rashi's situation where you have a Vethel Kilkel, where you only wrote Machmas Tashmish at certain intervals, both of those would allow for a kula in Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish. Okay. Neither of these pshatim, neither the Rambam or Rashi, are terribly relevant to the more lemaisa shaila, which is where we're heading, of being tola of the dika on a maka. There is a third presentation we've shown him of imyesh levest tola bevesta, which is more relevant for that shaila. And that's the position of the Mordechai in Shavuos Simin Tav Shin Lamed Hey. The Mordechai in Shavuos Simin Tav Shin Lamed Hey. And major machlok es achronim how to read this Mordechai. So the Mordechai writes as follows: the im yesh la vest zman kavua shehi ro adam. If a woman has a regular vest where she expects to have a regular re'iyah, tola b'vesta sheyachol lomar zehadam shehiroa tahor sheadayin lo higia vesta. So if a woman has a regular vest, a regular interval where she anticipates having her normal monthly re'iyah, and then she sees Dan at a time that is not this man ha-vest, then she has the right to be mekel and say, oh, this must be Dan tahor, this must be non-problematic blood, because if it was problematic, I'd expect to see it this man ha-vest. So the opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says, im yesh lo vest tol b'vesta, means that if she has a regular vest and she has Tashmish Samach L'Vesta the day or the night before that vest, so she has the right to assume that the dam that she sees is regular dam or regular re'iyah and not Machmas Tashmish. The Mordechai say, if she has a vest kavua, so then if she sees dam at a different time, she has the right to assume that this is Dam Tahor, because it's not her Zman HaVest yet. V'tola v'makasa, sheyechola lomar min makasa hi v'tora. And she can be tola on her maka to say that this Dam is from the maka. Let me just read it again. V'in yesh la vest Zman Kavua, Shehi roa dam, tola b'vesta, sheyechola lomar zehadam shehi roa tahor, shadai lo igia vesta. V'tola b'makasa, sheyechola lomar min makasa hu u tahora. That's exactly the machlokas. Before we explain that, I just want to read the next line of Mordechai to read straight. We're actually skipping a couple lines. But then we'll come back to address the first fundamental question of Mordechai: is there an and here or not? Is there a qualification or not? Are these two separate conditions? Do you need both of them, or each one sufficient? We'll come back to that in a few moments. Let me just read on the next line, which is also important. Ne'emenes isha lomar maka yeshli ba'osa makom shemimena yotzei dam. So that's the Gemara a couple lines later, we saw in Samach Vav. So the woman has ne'emenes to say that she has a dam, that she has a maka ba'osa makom which produces dam. Mashma dafka sheyodas sheyatza hadam in a maka tolaba. That sounds like she has to know not only that there is a maka, but it's a maka that produces dam. Aval misafik in a tola. But if she only knows that there's a maka, but doesn't know that it's a maka that produces dam, that's not enough to be tola on. Now the punchline. Aval bishas vesta, but during the shas avest, afilu yodas bivadai shadam yose min a maka. Even if she knows for a fact that the dam is Yosef in a maka, she knows she has a maka, she knows that this maka produces dam. Maybe even if she knows that the dam she's seeing is from the maka, eino tolavo, de imlokein, lo tia tamei l'olam. If we would allow a woman, bishas vesta, to be tola in a maka, so every woman in the world could be tola in a maka, and you never have a woman who's ever tamei. So b'shas vesta, you have no right to rely to be tola on a maka. Okay, so this line may shed light on the first line, as we'll see in our analysis. So major machlokas achron machlokas aposkim. How do you read the first line of the Mordechai? Which is important because the Mordechai is the basis of the Ramah here in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if Hei. Again, when the Mordechai writes that if she has the vest kavua and you see dam shelovish as the vest, you have the right to assume that it's dam tahor. And then he writes you can be tall in a maka. So do you need both of these together? Can you only be mekel shelovish as vest if you have a maka, or even if you don't? So the Shach assumes here in Se'if Kat and Kaf, as is the read of the Beis Yosef, that the two lines exist independently. That according to the Mordechai, if a woman has a vest kavua, so we're not talking about the vest she'ena kavua, dafka vest kavua, a woman has a vest kavua, she's already established a chazaka for a time where she is ro'edam. So then you have the right to be tola on, you have the right to be mekel if she sees dam shelo b'shas vesta, even without knowledge of a maka. Let's read a few lines in the Shach together. Ayin b'sifri shachachti disfilu l'mordechai de'in yesh l'ves zman kavua shehi roa tola shelo b'shas vesta b'vesta afilu ein la maka kwal. That if a woman has a vest kavua, she sees dam shelo b'shas vesta, she has the right to be tola on the maka. V'amrinan shizo dam tahor humin erstad machmas miach tashmish. And then you can say, oh, this we have the right to assume that this is tahor dam that came not min ha makor but rather min erstadim, and the catalyst for the dam coming out was miyuch tashmish, but it's not machmas tashmish because it's not dam min ha makor. Shrei dayim luiki avesta. And he writes that he proved that the Chumash Hadesh understood this way as well. And that's the Beis Yosef shot. And he says that was the understanding of the Darkei Moshe as well, and that she was Maran Padua. How do we know that's how the Darkei Moshe understood? So just take a look, if you have a Torah in front of you, those with the double Torah Shulchan Aruch. So it's the Darkei Moshe here, Os Gimel. Beis Yosef kasa divrei Mordechai below Shema Flokas. So the Darkei Moshe notes that the Beis Yosef presents the Mordechai as being a uncontested shita. V'tzarchiyin. Derei ha-poskim kos v'stama v'stam isha yesh levest. Afilo hachi mashma d'chayshina. So why did the Beis Yosef say present to Mordechai without a cholek? V'tzarech iyon harei poskim kos v'stama v'stam isha yesh la vest. V'stam isha yesh la vest. Afilachem mashma d'chashina. The Mordechai is only talking about a woman who has a vest kavua. If a woman has a vest kavua, so then she can be tola b'makasev with shalav b'shas vest. So Mordechai says, when the Gemara presents this din of Ro'a Machma Tashmish with the qualification of imyesh la vest, tola b'vesta, it sounds like that's across the board. That's not limited to a woman. Sorry, when the Gemara says imyesh la maka, tola b'maka, that's not limited to a. I'm sorry, the other way. In the Yesh Levest, Tola Bevesta, that's not limited to a woman that has a vest kavua. Even though maybe that is the mashmos of Yesh Levest. Right? It's the mashmos of Yesh Levest to be in vest kavua. So if you're posting custom stama, v'stam isha yesh la vest, afilo hachi mashma d'chashina. Oh, then you say it like this. And you say the opposite. That according to the Mordechai, the whole din of Roa Machmas Tashmish only applies to a woman that doesn't have a vest kavua. If a woman has a vest kavua, she'll always get off. Right? That's what he's saying. According to the Mordechai, if a woman has a vest kavua, she always has a way of getting out of Roa Machmas Tashmish. But the Darkei Moshe says, Bimei Kedem, Stam woman had a vest kavua, and yet the Gemara talks B'stam. Gemara doesn't qualify Roa Machmas Tashmish as a rarity that only applies to a woman that doesn't have a vest kavua. So the mashmos of the Gemara is that there's no blanket exclusion of having a vest kavua from the din of Roa Machmas Tashmish. Right? I think that's how the Shach read the Darkei Moshe. So the Shach puts the Darkei Moshe in the same camp as Beis Yosef, his understanding that according to the Mordechai, there's no connection between the first two lines. If a woman has a vest kavua, so she could always be told at the dam on being shalom shas vesta and dam in a study machmas miyachatashmish, because it's not coming at the expected time.
Someone learns the Darkei Moshe differently.
I'm sorry.
Who learns the Darkei Moshe differently?
I'm not aware. I mean, there those Achronim who understand the Mordechai differently and understand the Ramah differently would presumably want to understand the Darkei Moshe differently, otherwise they come out having to say that the Ramah in the Hagos was closer in his understanding of the Mordechai from the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe. So you probably not want to say that if you don't have to. So there would be an interest in understanding the Darkei Moshe differently against the way the Shach understood the Darkei Moshe. Yeah?
The Shach explicitly
puts the Darkei Moshe. Yeah, he says, and that's how the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe understood. Right, let's go back to the Shach now. So again, the Shach's understanding is that according to the Mordechai, the two lines are unrelated. If a woman has a vest kavua, so if she sees Dam Shalom Shas vest, she has the right to assume that's Dam in Hafsada, Machmas Miyach Tashmish, not Dam Machmas Tashmish. And he says that's how the Jewish Hadeshin understood the Mordechai, and that's how the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe understood the Mordechai, And that's how the Maharpad understood the Mordechai. Okay. And then the Shach has a significant qualification here. We'll get to that a little bit later. Actually, we'll note the announcements right here. The Shach then writes, Lefiza Nira de'ein lahatir el Bible. That even though we're makel on, based on this Mordechai, and that's what the Ramah has over here, v'chol zevi isha, I guess we should see the Ramah in context before we jump. Mechav writes in Sif Hei, Im yesh maka v'osa makam tolim v'dam akasa, v'im dam akasa mishunim v'dam riyasa, eina tolim v'dam akasa. So we're concerned about the first line. If there's a maka v'osa makam, tolim v'dam akasa. Again, the context in Shulchan Aruch here so far is roa machmas hashbash. Then the Ramah adds, v'kol ze v'isha shiyesh leves kavua, v'oz yichol le'los shelo v'shas vesta b'im akasa, So the straightforward presentation of the Ramah here is not like the Mordechai, not like the way the Shach reads the Mordechai. To which the Shach says, even though, according to his read of the Mordechai, it comes out that independent of a makah, if a woman has a vest kavua, she can be tola shelo b'shas vesta and not be concerned about roa machmas tashmish. That's limited to the heter labayla of roa machmas tashmish. Lefiza nira. So because the consequences of the roa machmas tashmish are so severe, so Chazal had to create certain kulos. Hilkach, ein la'tzika b'roa machmas tashmish. So in the case where she has a ves kavua, and she throws shelo b'shas vesta, so then we're not going to be mafsik her as roa machmas tashmish, la'osra al b'ayla. Mikol mokom tzvicha le'eshev zayin nekiyim. However, in that case, she still would have to keep Zayin Nekiyim. She's not going to be Tahora Le Gamri. For that, we're not going to rely on the Mordechai. So the Shach thinks that as far as Rav Machmas Tashmish, we could be Mekel based on his reading of the Mordechai. But that only applies to the Matra Labayla. It doesn't apply to doing away with Zayin Nekiyim. After all, he says, many Rishonim are Chulig on the Mordechai in Shad and Gemara of Tola Bevesta. Then he goes to the Gemara in Padua, that the Mordechai is a Kula Gedolahi, Mihu Asher Chayalim Yigaver Lahakel Nega Kolaposkim Hacherim Ad Kan Lishona. Woman is roa machma, ostensibly roa machmas tashmish shelo b'shas vesta. Her vest is on kaf ches of the month. She has tashmish on kaf of the month. She sees dam 7 seconds after tashmish, so that should have been a problem of roa machmas tashmish. Says the Mordechai, since it's shelo b'shas vesta, you have the right to assume that that dam is not min hamakor. It's dam min hasadim machmas miuch tashmish. And therefore, the woman is going to be Mutaris Labayla. But, says the Shach,
even though she didn't find anything.
What do you mean?
She didn't identify a Makkah.
Even though there's no Makkah to speak of.
And she doesn't have to look for one.
She doesn't have to look for one. We know of no Makkah. No Makkah. Independent of any Makkah. and the Yesh Levesta Levesta without a Makah. The Shah says that big clue of how he understands the Mordechai is only relevant as far as Bimatra Labaila. It doesn't mean that she doesn't have to keep Zayin Nikiyim and go through the Tara process.
So it doesn't count as a strike as one of the three that would ask her to rebel.
Correct.
But it does count as
for now,
for Zayin Nikiyim.
Exactly, right. So the Shach on the one hand embraces the more liberal understanding of the Mordechai, but at the same time he limits it to Machnas Tashmish, Bimekel, and allowing the woman to buy law, Bigadol, but she still has to go through the Tara process as a result of this Dam that she sees now. This distinction that the Shach makes between the Heter Labayla as far as Rav Nachman's Tashmish and having to keep Zayin Nikiyim, Rav Avadia points out on page Reish Lamed, volume 1, page Reish Lamed, in the Taras Habayis, that he found this explicitly in the Sefer HaEshkol.
The same halacha or a
different halacha? This halacha. By Rav Nachman Tashmish. That's where Rav Avadia himself is noted to the chumrah of the Shach. Again, the Shach has a big kul and a big chumrah. But Rav Avadia himself is noted to the chumrah of the Shach, the element here of being machmir for Shimon Akim in this case. Because he found it in Sefer Eshkol, so that now that it's in Rishon, it gives it much more credibility. Yes. No, I think everyone agrees it's from the Tkuvas HaRishonim, but whether it... actually, they... Right. Right. Okay. The Shach here in the end makes reference to the Bach that he disagrees with. He kind of makes reference to half the Bach. The Bach, he makes reference to the relative cool of the Bach, but there's a relative chum of the Bach as well. The Bach understood, and this is in, there's a Tshuvas of Bach, where this is explicated. Tshuvas of Bach, Hayishano Simin Pehei. Tshuvas HaBach Simin Pehei. Let's just go back to the Mordechai for a moment to understand it in context before we move on. The way the Shach understood the Mordechai, point number one, is that if a woman has a vest kavua and she sees dam shelo b'shas vesta, you have the right to attribute that dam to dam din astadim, and it wouldn't make a woman a sura labayla as far as roa machmas tashrish. Fine. Most women don't have a vest kavua nowadays. So if a woman doesn't have a vest kavua, you still have the second option, which stands independently of the first, of Tliya B'maka.
So is that, when we say that she doesn't have a vest kavua, it doesn't, Ona Beinoni doesn't stand in its place? It's still...
So Ona Beinoni may, yeah, we'll have to talk about that, right? So Ona Beinoni may have the status of a vest kavua, and we'll also talk about whether the possibility of a negative vest also counts as the vest kavua in this context. But we'll get there soon. So in the Mordechai, the way the Shach understood, option one is if a woman has a vest kavua, tola b'vest. If a woman doesn't have a vest kavua, you still have the option of being tola b'maka. But where you're tola b'maka, that also is only shelo b'shas vesta. So the Bach writes as follows. The Bach assumes that the two lines in the Mordechai are related, that the only possibility of being tola b'shas vesta, meaning if a woman has a vest and she sees dam shalom b'shas vesta, so the only possibility to be megaler is where you also have a makkah. The Bach writes the following, Tshuva Simon Pehe. Aval, in Eila Maka, Pshita, de Eila Lomer, Shalom B'Shas Vesta, de Dam Setar. If a woman doesn't have a Maka, so you have no right to attribute the Dam to Dam in Estadim, even if it's Shalom B'Shas Vesta. De Dilma Neschadish Badavir, Shalom Adam Tame, Av Shalom B'Shas Vesta. So it could well be that now she had Dam in Amakor Shalom B'Shas Vesta, which is hardly a unusual occurrence. But David Pashuhu, the Be'ela Maka Klau, Afila Yesh Levest, Viroa Be'vest Levest, Deinu Chalalitlos Velomer Dam Tarhu Shabbat Ben Usadim. It's Pashut said the Bach against the Shach that if a woman has a vest, even if a woman has a vest, you have no right to attribute Dam Shalom Shas Vesta to a Maka unless there's actually a Maka. The Bach picks up on what seems to be a stira in the Mordechai himself. But the Mordechai first writes, "Dafka sheyudaf sheyetsa adam in amaka toliba." The Mordechai first writes that if she knows that there's dam coming from the makkah, you have the right to be tol in a makkah. So he says that you need to know that the dam's coming min hamakkah. And then at the end of the piece, he writes, tol b'makkah, filo eni yodas shemakkah musi adam. You can be told of a makkah if you know there's a makkah, even if you don't know that the makkah is motzi dam. So first the Mordechai writes that you need to know that the makkah is motzi dam, and then the Mordechai writes that you don't need to know if the makkah is motzi dam. So that suggests that there is where you have a difference between a ves kavua and a ves she'eino kavua. That according to the Mordechai, if you have a ves kavua and you see dam shelo b'shas ves, so you need to know that there's a makkah, but you don't need to know that the makkah is motzi dam per se. If a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, so not only do you need to know that there's a makkah, but you need to know that the makkah is motzi dam. Again, so according to the Shach B'Das HaMordechai, if a woman has a ves kavua, she sees dam shelo b'shas ves, you could be mekel even absent any known makkah. According to the Bach, you need to know that there's a makkah, but if there's a ves kavua, you don't need to know that it's a makkah hamotzi dam. If it's not a ves kavua, if she doesn't have a ves kavua, then you need to know not only that there's a makkah, but it's a makkah hayadua shemotzi dam.
Is that not what the Rama says?
I'm sorry?
Is that not what the Rama says?
That sounds like that's what the Rama says. We'll have to guess. But that's what the Bach says, B'das HaMordechai. The Shach isn't saying, that what he's, his child, the Mordechai, is the Ramah, the Shach's Bicholik on the Ramah. So we haven't gotten, even though I did quote the Ramah, we didn't get to the Ramah yet, we're still understanding the Mordechai, and we'll have to move forward. But again, that's the Machlokas, the Shach and the Bach within the Mordechai, whether if a woman has a ves kavua, you have the right to be told the ves, even absent a makkah. If you look at the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Yoredei Siman Kuf Mem Beis, Yoredei Siman Kuf Mem Beis, Chasam Sofer proves that there are other earlier sources that read the Mordechai or hold like the Bach version of the Mordechai. He thinks that that's Pshat in Arayvit, he thinks that's Pshat in Maram. And then he has the following chiddush. That at first glance he would have said, this whole discussion about a vest kavua and whether you could be toleb vesta by a vest kavua, she sees dam shalabashas vesta, is largely academic because most women do not have a vest kavua nowadays. The Chasam Sofer writes the following. Mikol makom, lav dafka b'yesh la vest l'yom yadu amamish. When the Mordechai is talking about a vest kavua, however you understand the Mordechai, it's not limited to a formal vest kavua. Ela filu regila lahakdim ula'achar gimel odalit yomim ba'ofen she'ein loit shum yom hanikva mamish. If a woman has a range where she sees, she'll always see between day 25 and day 29. So if a woman has that range, that also has the status of a vest for these purposes. Mikol makom, kevin shabaru la she'ena roa b'pachas migimel adalit shavuos v'chadomeh, harehi ba'osan yamim she'ben tayim tahor v'tola b'vesta. So if a woman never sees, let's say we're talking about intervals, so she'll never see at an interval of less than 25 days. So anytime she's roa damach mastashvish within that 25-day interval, then she has the right to be mako, according to whatever version of the Mordechai we have, and that's considered having a vest kavua. So for these purposes, vest kavua doesn't have to mean a formal vest in the classic sense. Even if a woman is able to ascertain that she never sees within a certain range of days, then dam machmas tashbish during that range of days will allow you to be mako as, or to treat that as a vest she'ena kavua, sheroa shelo b'shas vesta. So then if we would accept the Bach's version of the Mordechai, that if a woman has a vest kavua, even though she needs to see dam, it doesn't have to be, even though she needs to have a maka, it doesn't have to be a maka hayadushim and see a dam, then in this situation, if a woman sees dam at a 21-day interval since the last time she had a ria, then she has the right to be mekel if there's a maka, even if it's not a maka yadua she motzia dam. So that's what the Rama writes here. V'chol zeh v'isha sheyesh lo vest kavua, v'az yichol alilos shelo b'shas vesta b'makasa, af al pi she'eino yodas b'vada she'makasa metzi adam. If there's a no maka, even if it's not a maka yidusha metzi adam, you can be mekel if she has a vest kavua. So according to the Chasam Sofer, this is relevant even in a situation where there's no vest kavua, as long as it's not within an interval where you'd expect to see dam. And that's what the Pesach Tshuva quotes here in Sifkat and Kavav from the Chavasas as well.
But that's only for Machmas Tashvish. Should some servers only take that for Tzliga, for Israel, for Shemini?
So the Chasam Sofer himself thinks it acknowledges, or at least isn't convinced, that the Mordechai would be Mako Bishiv and Akiyam. Like that aspect of the Shach. He's not convinced one way or another, but he acknowledges it's not Muchach and the Mordechai that he's Megal even B'Shiv and Akim. How we deal with that Lemaisa we'll have to get to probably next time. So the next thing we have to talk about is what's the definition of Yedua Shemotzia Dam. Do you need to know that this Mak is Motzi Dam? Do you need to know that a Maka like this is Motzi Dam? Do you need to know that this Dam came from this Maka? Three possibilities. We'll have to start with that next time and then move on here in our analysis. Okay, so next time, Mirza Shem will be Thursday. I'll have to let you know exactly what time. It may be 4:20. After Menchel, this room, I'll let you know.